Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Hey! Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
So we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I can say all of my employees are having a tremendous problem with Obamacare. You folks, this is another group. Is that a correct statement? I mean, you look at what they've going through. What they're going through with their health care is horrible because of Obamacare. So we'll repeal it and replace it. But this is about jobs.
What?
And we have thousands of employees in Florida. This is just one shift, one great shift of people. And the hotel's 100% occupied, so we had to be a little bit careful. We can't take them all out, and I want to get them back to work, and they want to get back to work. But I...
Oh, my. Oh, what a bumbling doofus this man is. How could you possibly, you know, expect that he would know how to run anything? Anything at all? I mean, that photo right there, I mean, these people look like petrified of him. And this is at his Doral Hotel here in Florida. And he's saying his employees are having a terrible, horrible, tough, rough time with Obamacare. Except his employees have nothing to do with Obamacare. He has nothing to do with Obamacare. Businesses have nothing to do with Obamacare. The only people that are on the exchange are people like me. I'm on the exchange, okay? I work for me, so I don't have employer-based health insurance. If I did, I wouldn't have Obamacare. Obamacare is for people who are not on Medicaid, not on Medicare, and don't get employer-sponsored health insurance. So that means 11 million people out of 300 million are on Obamacare. So 200 million people are not. Oh, my God. And he stands there yesterday and just lies to everybody's face. And then, you know, starts to say, oh, my employees, come up to the stage and say something nice about me. Say something nice about me. It was the most painful thing. And then he told the guy, if you don't come up here and say something nice, then I'll just say you're fired. I mean, it's the most terrible boss in the world. It's like harassment in full view of the TV, you know, in full view of the camera. It's an amazing thing.
I hope she's going to say good.
Come on up.
I love you too.
I love you too. You want to come up? Come
on. No, I don't.
No, come on up. I think
no,
that's
Mr.
great.
Donald,
anybody
I don't
here,
want
you
to.
You want to say? Come on up.
No.
I better say good or I say you're fired. I'll say, who is that guy? You're fired.
How are you? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Never met you before. Nice to meet you.
I want to say that even though I have many issues with my family because I've been supporting this man here. I love it, and I've been so proud to be working in this property since the day zero. And when he decided to run for president, I support him since the very first day, and I love it.
Let me live.
And I promise you, we didn't set this up at all.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. I believe you. So I didn't vote yet. Oh, my God. And, you know, I like to vote on Election Day. We're not going to go over that again. But I think I better vote early. Howard went and voted early today. And it took him an hour and a half. Just saying, Florida, an hour and a half. Woo!
Really?
Yeah, easy to vote in the...
It was like a party.
It was like a party. Why?
Well, everyone got along. Everyone seemed to be voting for the same people. It was pretty clear. I mean, it was a community.
So an hour and a half online, you think that the people around you were all voting for Hillary?
You know what? I got to admit, I'm wearing this T-shirt that would have pissed off any Trump supporter.
That's true.
All right. And I mean,
he's wearing it's an American Horror Story T-shirt, but the horror story is Donald Trump. So.
Oh,
And you could put him on the camera so we could show you that. I can't even believe that they didn't say. There's too many graphics on the screen. I can't believe they didn't say something to you about that T-shirt. They don't usually in Florida. Okay, turn around. Turn around.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
No, turn around. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hi, everybody.
Howard, turn around. There. Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
See? American
Horror. All right. Okay, thank
it's
you.
Over.
Oh,
it's
my
over.
God. Oh, my God. You see what my life must be like? No, a little higher, Howard. A little higher. No, to the left. To the left. No, and to the left.
Oh, okay.
Right. Exactly. So.
People take pictures with me, though. They loved it.
So he went to vote today. It took an hour and a half. And this is early voting. And the lines are out the yin. Donald Trump is saying that Florida is voting for him, and that's why the lines are so long. So we dispatched Howard today to go early vote and see what the lines were like, and he said they were very long, an hour and a half long, but that he was wearing this American Horror Story T-shirt with a picture of Trump on it, and that everybody crowded around him going, yeah, 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 and that it seemed like everybody was voting for Hillary, and people actually started talking to each other because they were in line for so long, and he said, you know, he was my Howard, and people, oh my God, where is she? He said, I got you so many new listeners today. It was incredible. True. Voting in Florida, which means they're Hillary supporters.
There we go.
Woohoo! So people are actually toughing it out here, an hour and a half on the line. That's why I can't vote before the show. I have so many things that, you know, need to get done prior to the show. And we start really early in the morning. And I thought today perhaps I could sneak away around what we say, around 11:30 or 12 o'clock. But Howard was all sweaty because he works out every day. And he was just a sweaty mess. And I said, I'm not going with you. I don't want to be seen with you and your sweaty mess. So he went by himself. And this is, isn't this the first time we've never, you know, we've always voted together.
Right.
I think we waited 3 hours to vote for Obama the first time. Second time it was like, oh, you know, in and out. Nobody showed up. Remember that? The first time it was like we were camped out. People had water bottles. They were handing out water bottles. But this is what I wanted to bring up to, you know, just like right now, especially in Florida, if you are voting, you're going to need to take a screenshot of this. There is, I told you that Roger Stone has crowdfunded election pollsters, okay? These pollsters are running around with fake credentials. Remember I kept saying, I don't know how he's going to train all these people with only like a few days to go to the election. I think it started to, you know, with 2 weeks to go. And I didn't understand how he was going to do it. Well, apparently he skipped it. He skipped the entire training. And so what he's done is this coordinated intimidation effort. He has sent volunteers wearing fake ID badges to monitor polling stations and record video of the voters, according to the Huffington Post, okay? Now, the website, and I did go there, the website is called Vote Protectors. That's Roger Stone's group, and they've allowed volunteers to print and create an unlimited number of official-looking badges. They would look like this on the screen right there. They would look like that. Now, Christina Wilkie is a reporter for the Huffington Post. And as you can see, this is her fake badge. She was able to create her fake badge right there with her photo ID, voteprotectors.org, saving the integrity of the vote, willfully exposing corruption in the electoral system. Well, Christina Wilkie is not a trained election protection person. She's a Huffington Post reporter. She filled out an application online. I started filling out the application online too, and then I got sidetracked by something else. But Roger Stone was contacted by the Huffington Post, and he said, oh, I've ordered them taken down, the badges. He says he's ordered them taken down, but God only knows how many people were able to print one like Christina Wilkie was and are wearing them at your polling place, and you're going to think that there's some person there who's protecting the integrity of the vote, and they're really there to intimidate you, scare you, and ask you a whole bunch of questions that you have absolutely no obligation or need to answer. You don't have to tell anybody anything at all, and especially if they have this particular badge, do not talk to that person because according to Huffington Post, the exit poll section of Vote Protector, it allows anyone registered as a volunteer, even people using fake names, to tally up as many votes as they desire for Trump or any other candidate at any time. So their tallies are going to be false, fake, trolled. They're going to be, you know, just not reliable, not even close. I hate to even use the word reliable. This is a fake effort. People who have, you know, signed up already can create exit polls 20 times. Just like, you know, that's why you don't use a Twitter poll as a scientific poll, because people can vote in your poll like 30 times, 40 times. Same thing with this. Same thing with this. So I just want to start getting everybody super hyper alert to like what you're looking for, who's real, who's not, you know, what you need to do, what you don't need to do. And to know that even if you don't participate, the people who are already registered with Roger Stone's fake organization, Vote Protectors, they can create an exit poll based on nothing except their wild fantasies. And so if this election is close in Florida, which it will be, I know, you know, the early voting places here are sort of like satellite voting places, meaning if I vote on election day, I'm going to vote in a different place. Okay, I'm going to vote in this elementary school that's right by my house. But if I early vote, there's only a few polling places, which is why it's so crowded, I think. And people just, you know, want to get it done and bank their votes already, which is a great thing to do. But there's only a few. There's only a handful of early voting places. Okay, so it's a different deal when you early vote. But people are early voting. They, you know, are obviously lining up for Hillary like crazy in my neck of the woods, which is Palm Beach County, which is the, but I can already tell you from the polls that it's going to be excruciatingly close, especially that I-4 corridor in Florida. And Florida's got 29 electoral votes. And here's the most important thing about Florida. If Donald Trump does not win Florida, Donald Trump cannot win the election. Doesn't matter what else he wins. Donald Trump cannot win the election without Florida. So it's all Florida, Florida, Florida. And that's why it's so important to understand what's going on with your polling places, that your normal polling place is not your early polling place. There's only a few early voting places. You will have to wait in line as far as we could tell today. I've seen lines just driving by some of the early places, three, four, five blocks long. So, you know, it's and people seem to be very pro-Hillary in my area. So and I'm not in, you know, Miami. I'm not in Fort Lauderdale. I'm north. I'm where Donald Trump lives. OK, now this town is divided into east and west. The east is where Donald Trump lives. The west is where I live, just to be clear. So but this neighborhood tends to be a very swingy neighborhood. It's like the place where you're not allowed to have a sign. My dead Donald on the lawn has been kicked. His hair has been stolen. His batteries have been removed. He's an animatron that doesn't move anymore because they have brutalized him. So, you know, this is kind of an interesting place. But I just want everybody to be super, super careful. Now, that crap about Obamacare that Trump is telling, you know, that's not true, right? I mean, I played you yesterday the Secretary of Health and Human Services, just so that you would understand that as the, I told you yesterday, it's Marco Rubio's poison pill, and why the media doesn't report it is beyond me, really, truly beyond me. But Marco Rubio put a poison pill in the omnibus budget bill, not in the ACA. Not in the Affordable Health Care Act. Not in that. He waited and waited and waited and finally schemed and you know, probably lobbyists wrote it for him, you know, and he inserted a poison pill in that, you know, 9 mile high budget bill. And that did away with something called risk corridors. Risk corridors were created so that insurance companies would be able to offer health insurance to, you know, people who had just been diagnosed and then suddenly said, oh, my God, I need health care, because some people did do that. I had a health care plan that was a minimal health care plan. And then all of a sudden I found out, you know, I'm going to probably be using a lot of health care this year. And I got diagnosed with my dilemma on my birthday in January. And I had like 2 days to change health care plans because that was the last day. And I did. And I bought a much bigger plan, okay? And the company that pays my bills, and they do a very nice job of it, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, they had to take me. They had to. Now, in the old system, they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have had to take me. Okay? I would have had to stay with the really, really bad healthcare plan I had. Really terrible, terrible, terrible plan. One day I'll tell you the story of that doctor. Oh my God. I'm not ready to get sued yet. Unless you buy a lot of podcasts today. If you buy a lot of podcasts today and you contribute to the show today in a very big way, perhaps I will be in the mood to get sued. I don't know, but right now I can't. And it's chilling, though, this story. I would love to tell this story. It's chilling. Let's just suffice it to say the doctor said, I said, I think I need an ultrasound. I have a lump in my breast. And he said, how do I know that? And I said, well, why don't you feel me up? Remember that? And he said, I don't get paid to do that. Right? He said, that's what your OBGYN does. I don't get, this was a regular, you know, general practitioner, intern, your primary care, your gatekeeper. It wasn't HMO. And he said, I don't get paid to do that. I go, well, then why don't you just send for my records? Because I just had a mammogram. Why don't you just send for my records? He said, I don't get paid to do that either. And I said, and Howard was with me. I said to Howard, Howard, you want? Can I bring my husband in here, please? Can I? And I brought Howard in and I said, now you say to him what you just said to me. And he goes, I'm telling her right now, I don't get paid to send for her records. I don't get paid to feel her up. If she wants an ultrasound, then she's going to have to go back to her OBGYN. I said, but that's why I'm here. You're my primary guy and I want you to start collecting my record, blah, blah, blah. He said, if you don't get out of my office, I'm calling the police. The police, he said.
That's because of the prescriptions.
The police. Meanwhile, when we pulled up to his office, this was our first visit to him. The police were outside his office. I think now we know why. Any patient he doesn't like, he calls the cops on. Oh, this was just like insane. But so the risk corridor makes sure that the company that does take a person like me in that particular time of my life and doesn't cap how much they will pay for my treatment and care. And Rubio put a poison pill in the bill that did away with these risk corridors so that companies that were supposed to get reimbursed didn't. And that's why so many companies left the exchange. And they told Congress, as soon as Rubio put that poison pill in, they said to Congress, United Healthcare said it, Aetna said it, we're going to have to leave the exchange. We can't afford it. And that's what happened.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.